It's Matty Gale with Froz Maid going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And last year, 2020, what a write-off that was. We had the devastating bushfires to kick it off as well as Corona. And Emma Bosworth, she's got a gentle little homage to those bushfires with her brand new single called Summer. We are catching up with her right now. Emma, thanks for spending some time here on Oz Maid.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, Matthew.
Now, what can we find you first off doing throughout your summer? We've obviously got the Christmas period coming into New Year's.
Yeah, and I'm going to be rehearsing for my first gig post-COVID, actually, which is really exciting.
Awesome. Where's that going to be?
It's at Woolly Mammoth in Brisbane supporting Didiri.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So it'll be a duo mode, probably myself and Ruben, who sings on Summer with me.
Yes.
We've obviously been rehearsing and writing and whatnot through this crazy period post-COVID and things, but we haven't yet ventured out on the stage. It'll be the first time we're playing it too, which is really exciting.
Awesome. And there is some intricacies with it as well, with Ruben being on there. Some big harmonies and a lot of production in Summer.
Yeah. Well, we actually did it at his home studio in a little Queenslander in Brisbane.
Cool.
And we were just layering and layering, and we weren't actually sure if the recording would get to kind of radio standard, because it was the first time we experimented doing home recording.
Okay.
Sent it to Derek, who's an amazing engineer and mixer in Brisbane, and he just turned it into this spectacular thing, was able to make it really shine. Yeah, very excited to keep working in that way. Working in a home, there's no time restraint.
Yep.
If you're really comfortable, it kind of brings out the magic.
Yeah.
Without having to pay the huge hourly fee of the studio. And no fear, you know, it's not like, oh, goodness, it's 6 o'clock at night, we've got to call it quits. Like, it's 6 o'clock at night, let's just lay that extra melody down. Let's try that. It doesn't really matter.
And working with Ruben on this one too, is he the one that's in the mirror with the image of the single?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we've known each other for a long time, you know, going to see music together, and we did a little tour together when we were in separate bands a few years ago. And I needed a guitarist for a particular show, so he stepped in and we just started writing. And I don't know, we just have a great chemistry.
Awesome.
Where we can just sit and play and jam for hours. And neither of us ever had that experience before, so it's really a magical partnership.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I think we can hear that. We can hear the chemistry that you guys have as artists throughout Summer. How did it come about, Emma? So it is a bit of a tribute to the bushfires.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, there was this image near the end of the bushfires of Kangaroo Island, which is in South Australia, and there's this before and after image of this beautiful trailing road where it's beautiful, lush green, low foliage, and then there's after, and it's just this black mass. And that's when it hit me. I just picked the guitar up and I wrote the first verse, and like, it just came to me, all the words, the melody, the chords. And then we jammed on that and grew the song from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you and Ruben play instruments yourselves. You're saying you picked up the guitar. What do we expect when we come along and see your shows?
The show coming up is myself and Ruben. So we both play guitar and sing together, which is beautiful. But we also do have a full band, which we're waiting for the right time to bring it out. I guess it's my meditation. You don't think of anything else but the feeling and the vibe of the music. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And so what else are we looking forward to coming up after Summer with Emma Bosworth and the productions that you're putting together, hey?
Yeah. So we've got lots of starts of songs, so we're just looking forward to fleshing them out some more and hopefully a record maybe late this year.
And when it comes to the artwork and even your website, like, there's a lot of time and imagery gone into this one. How did you come up with even the colours and the work that you've put through it?
Ruben and I went out for lunch and a beer to celebrate the mix of the song.
Cool.
Like, wow, fantastic. What are we going to do for a film clip? And it kind of just came to us, like, why don't we set up a stage where, you know, we're doing foliage. So what we're trying to represent is setting up a kind of home using fresh green native foliage, and then you can see it kind of get really dark and, you know, burnt out and things.
Yeah.
So we wanted to somehow represent the cause of climate change in our everyday lives. The colours of the summer colours, burnt colours,
I love it. I think it's a lot of thought got into it, and I can feel that by chatting to you, that you do think about things a lot as you put it through, and it's a great message to be able to send out through your creative outlet of music.
Oh, thank you so much. It is sometimes hard to put your heart on your sleeve
of course.
Around issues that can be divided, which is crazy that it's divided, seeing it's a scientific we're going through climate change, but I guess I sing from my heart and what means a lot to me, and the environment means a lot to me because I have young children and I want them to be able to enjoy the things that I have enjoyed as a young child.
Excellent. Well, we're going to enjoy your brand new one, Emma. We're going to play Summer right now. Would you like to throw it to it for us?
Yeah, everybody, please enjoy my latest song, Summer. Thank you for listening.